You're holding the flamed gimel on the base. So this Gemara said a raya from Rish Lakish that din was ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Therefore, the menorah. Therefore, the first they did the mizbeach because they met the mizbeach first. Yeah, that's what mizbeach apnimi says. The dish mizbeach apnimi came kaidim liatavas chamash neiros. Why did it come before? Because we met first the mizbeach before you met the menorah. So now the Gemara says, Omar Rova. Shemamina min the Rish Lakish, we hear from the Rish Lakish that Ivurei Doro atutfosa also. You're not allowed to like leave over. Doro means the tefillin show yad. You can't overlook the tefillin show yad to go to put on atutfosa to put on a tefillin show rosh. That's also. That's what Rashi learns because ain mavirin ala mitzvahs. Because a person before you get to the head, you get to your hands. So therefore, first you have to put on your tefillin show yad, and then you go to put on a tefillin show rosh. That's where Rashi learns. So Rashi, Midrash Lakish Yom Eim Avruin Ala Mitzvahs, Avurei Dor Atafoso, Liachat Tfilin Shebez Roya, you can't like push off, to put it on a tefillin on your hand, Vishvil Tfilin Sharosh, in order to first put on a tefillin Sharosh, is also, to Abiz Roya Pogat Chilo, because the person meets his hand first, therefore first you have to put on tefillin Shoyad, and then you put on tefillin Sharosh. So Gemara says, Heichi, how are you supposed to do it? From the Dora, from the Tefillin Shel Yad, then you go to Tefillin Shel Rosh. In other words, like we do. First you put on Tefillin Shel Yad, then you go to Tefillin Shel Rosh. Rashi says, Minaz Roya Yovi El Rosh. From your hands, then you go to your head. As you niach Shebezroya Tchidom, first put on the Tefillin Shel Yad, v'yachakach yiniach Shel Rosh. And then you put on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So Tais doesn't like this pshat, but Tais says, Tais has kash v'kosha l'prushin. The Ma'irim with the Rish Lakish, Tevlim with the Yom Parakim, Akim at Rabbam. Kishu Maniach, Niach, Shah Yadakach Shah Rosh. Tirsiv, the Gemara in Menachis, Darshan this from a Posik. The Posik says, Ukshartem, Lyoisal Yodecho, Vohoda Vohoi Lutetop has been in Echo. So it's an Exeris Akosiv, that first you have to put on Tfilin Shah Yad, and then you put on Tfilin Shah Rosh. So how could Rashi learn this is what Rish Lakish is telling us? Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, it's not this Klal, here it's Exeris Akosiv. Therefore, Tais learned Pshat, Fosha ben Atam, B'shem Rav Haigoin, the Iri B'shor Shecholot Tfilin. Somehow, when you take off your Tfilin, O Menichin Vatik, and you put your two Tfilin away in the Zekel, you put away in the bag that you put your Tfilin. Shlo Yavir Oysen Shel Yad, V'yitna Vatik Tchilo. You should not first put the Tfilin Shel Yad in the Zekel, V'yachakach Shel Rosh Lamala, and then you put your Tfilin Shel Rosh on top of that. Why? Then Cain, you have to be afraid. Kishiyavu laniach tomorrow morning, when you come to put on your tefillin, yifkev asherosh tchila. You know what you're going to meet up first? You'll meet up with tefillin sharosh. V'yitzdorach lahavir ala mitzvahs. And the locker is, you can't put on tefillin sharosh before you put on tefillin shayad. So you're going to have to like overlook this tefillin sharosh to get to the tefillin shayad, and you're not allowed to do that. Mishum de shayad, yesh lo niach tchila. Can appreciate. Lafikach tzarach laniach betik sharosh tchila. V'yachakach shel yad lamala. That's a loch like this. When you put your tefillin away, you have to make sure that first your tefillin shel rosh goes inside, and the one more towards the outside should be the tefillin shel yad. G'day that tomorrow morning, when you go to take your tefillin, you'll meet up with the tefillin shel yad first. You put that on first, and then you put on shel rosh. For Rabbeinu Eliyahu Zaltais in the Porsche, another pshat, also la locho, linyan mishmo sharvi, about touching your tefillin. When you go to touch your tefillin to kiss them, you're supposed to first put your hands on the tefillin shel yad, and then go to touch your tefillin shel rosh. For the same reason, ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, because when your hand comes up, first it passes by the yad, and then it gets to the head. Mishum depoga bavareisha, v'yachakach mamashmish v'shel rosh. So these two pshatim are brought down l'alocha. More vayta. Now, what did Abayi say? Another say there was the hatovas chomash neiros was koydin madam atomit. Hence, the hatovas of the chomash neiros fixing up, cleaning off the first five neiros came before the korban atomit, before the shchita and the zrikas adam. Then the dam atomit koydin lehatovas shnei neiros. It's in between they did the korban atomit the dam, and then they finished off the last two neiros for the menorah. For the more my timer. What's the svara? Why do we say that the first comes the chameshes hatovas chameshes chomish neiros and then the dam atomid? Amar Abaya, Ha'hu ba'boike ba'boike. The Shnei Gziri Yetzim, really the Pasuk in Tzav says, by the Pashas of Shnei Gziri Yetzim, it says two times, it says the word ba'boike ba'boike. So let's read it. Really we don't need it. Because we learned out before a different reason why the Shnei Gziri Yetzim comes before. Not because it says ba'boike ba'boike, but for other reasons. We said since the Hechsher, since it's a Hechsher for the Marocham, therefore the Shnei Gziri Yetzim comes before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPanimi. So without the Pasuk of Baboike Baboike, we know that the Shnei Gziri Yetzim comes before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPanimi. So the Torah really did not have to say Baboike Baboike. The Lo Tzricha. Therefore, Shadinul Hocha. Let's put these two extra words, Baboike Baboike, to what it says about the Neiris. That what? Chodo Shad Yilat Tavis Neiris. One Boiker put to the Pasha of B made to the Neiris. Whereas in Pasha Shemois Lamed, that's where it says the Pasha of Hetavis HaNeiris, it says Baboike Baboike Metivus HaNeiris. It says two times Baboike there. So now we're putting a third Boiker onto that Tavis Chomish Neiris. So, Chad Shadayin LaTavis Chomish Neiris, the Lekad Meladam HaTomid, that the Chomish Neiris comes before you bring the Korban HaTomid. Because the Korban HaTomid so far only has one Boiker, and you just put now the Atavas HaNeiris has two Boikers. And Shemais Lamed, there it says two times, Baboike Baboike. And now we're putting a third Baboike Baboike, a third one, onto the Atavas HaNeiris. So the Atavas HaNeiris for sure comes before the Dam HaTomid. Now, V'chad Shag L'Dam HaTomid, now the extra Boiker that it says in the Pashas of Shnei Gzir Eitzim, in Tzav, we're going to put that by the Korban HaTomid. So what? Now it blives if it says two times the word Baboiker by the Korban HaTomid. What's the difference? The Nekad Me La'Tavis Shtei Neiris, that it should come before the Atavis of the Shtei Neiris. So what? Chad, so it's like this. Chad Shad Yil HaTavis Chomish Neiris. One Baboiker from Parshat Tzav, from the Gzir Eitzim, we put on to the Parshas of Shemois about the Chomish Neiris. The Nekad Me La'Dam HaTomid, that it comes before. Why? Tohocha Tlosa V'ocha Trei. Because in the Parshas of Atavas HaNeiris, it says already Baboike Baboike. It says two times. And now we're putting the third Boiker from the Parsha of Gzir Yetzim to the Parsha of Atavas Chomish Neiris. Therefore, they have three. They come first. V'chad Shag L'dam HaTomid, V'nekad Yil HaTavas Shtei Neiris. Now, one Baboiker from the Shnei Gzir Yetzim, we're putting on to the Korban HaTomid. Even though the Korban HaTomid only says one time Baboiker, but now we have a second time Baboiker. What's the difference it has two times? That Afagav the Hochotrei. The Hochotrei, as if to say that Dam HaTomid has two times Baboiker. The HaTovas Shtei Neiris also has two times Baboiker Baboiker. As we're only putting the third Boiker by the first HaTovas HaNeiris, by the HaTovas of the five Neiris. That has five, that has three, so that for sure comes first. Now the question is, the Dam HaTomid, the Korban HaTomid, and the HaTovas Shtei Neiris, they both have two Baboike Baboikes. So how do we know to say that Dam HaTomid comes before the Atavas Shtei Neiris? Something more says, Af Agav the Hochotrei. The Hochotrei, even though both of them have two. There's two Baboike Baboike for the Dam HaTomid. There's two Baboike Baboikes for the Shtei Neiris. How do we know which one comes first? The more says, Mechaper Rodif. It's a svara that the Korban HaTomid, which is coming to be Mechaper, that comes first. So therefore, after the Atavas Chomish Neiris, we do the Korban HaTomid, the Shchita and the Zrikam, and then we go to finish off the last two Neiris. The Rashi says, Baboike, Baboike, the Shnei Gzirin. The Loit Sarek, we don't need it. The Omron, Machshir Odif. We said already before that the Machshir is Odif. That's why the Shnei Gziritzim comes before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi. So even without the words Baboike, Baboike, we know Shnei Gziritzim comes first. Because it's a Machshir. It makes the Marocha able to be burning, to use it, or to bring the coals into for the Keteris. So that's as far as that comes first. So the word Baboike Baboike is extra. If you don't need these words here, put it for another Pasha. So it comes out to Hocha Tlosa Vachatrei. Hocha Tlosa Matovis Neiris Ksiv Baboike Baboike. Vaidi Shadinu Nolechad Hot Tlosa. Now we're adding one more. It comes out to be three. It only says one time. We're adding one more, as if to say now we have two for the Dam HaTomid. Now, so
So even though the fixing up of the last two neiris and the dam atomid both have two baboike baboikes, so it's a, how do you know which one comes first? That the Gemara says it's a svaron, the mechaper comes first. Since the carbon atomid is being mechaper, that comes before the atavos of the last neiris, last two neiris. Omaleir, so that's good, the seder of Abaya, that first comes the chomesh neiris, then comes the dam atomid, then comes the shtei neiris. Omaleir of popul Abaya, the yema, why don't you say like this? Chad shad yildish mizbech apnimi. You have true. There are two extra baboike baboikes by the shnei gzir yetzim. In Parashat Tzav, it says an extra two times. So why don't you put one baboike to the parash of the dish mizbech apnimi to clean out the mizbech apnimi? What does that mean? The nekad me la dam atomid, that it should come before the dam atomid. Why? To hocha tlos of hocha trei. As if to say the dishim is bech apnimi, he's going to have three, and the dam atomid only has two. So mele that should come first, and v'chad shad lo dam atomid, and one baboiker add on to the dam atomid, to the korban atomid, to nekadim latovas chomish neiris. As if to say the korban atomid now should even come before the atovas chomish neiris. In other words, the dishim is bech apnimi, that comes first. Like that we know anyway. That's what we hold like that. That the Dishmas Bechapanimi comes before. But we're saying now maybe use the extra Baboiker for the Dishmas Bechapanimi. And the second extra Baboiker used for the Dama Tomid. So you have no extra Baboikers for the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris. So therefore it comes out the Korban Atomid has two times as if Baboiker Baboiker. And the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris also has two times Baboiker Baboiker. So maybe it's a svara that the korban atomid should come before the neiris. Why? Gemara says diaf agav tocha trei v'ocha trei. Even though both of them like only have two times baboike baboike, you're adding an extra boike to the korban atomid. So as if it says now two times baboike baboike. But the atovas chomesh neiris in pasha tzav in pasha shemois lamid also says two times baboike baboike. So how do we know which one comes first? Like, why do you want to say the korban atomid maybe should come before even the hatovas chomesh neiris, even cleaning out the first five neiris? So Gemara says, why? Mechaper odif, because the svara, the korban atomid should come first. Because since that's a mechaper, you're bringing karbonis, it's a korban oilom, it's mechaper an essay and loisafe an itav liasei. So that's a svara, the korban atomid maybe comes before even the hatovas chomesh neiris. That's a kasha. How does Abaye know to say that first comes the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, then comes the Dama Tomid? Maybe no. Maybe first comes the Dama Tomid, and then comes the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris. And for the Gemarim came, if so, Avsuke b'mayim of Saktoluhu. What are you going to divide in between the Hatovas HaNeiris? Like we know that's Halochom, you have to first do five, and then you do two. And there has to be something in between them. If you're going to tell me now that the Dama Tomid comes before the Neiris, so you have no Avoida to divide up the two of the Neiris between the first five and the last two. So therefore it's a Svara that first comes the Hatovas Chomesh Neiris, then take care of the Korban Atomid in between, and then do the Hatovas of the last two Neiris. But if you're going to tell me the Dama Tomid comes first, so then you have the Chomesh Neiris and the Shtei Neiris. What goes in between? To save the Keteris, Abaye now is going according to Abishol, that Abishol dashes will soon see later that the Keteris comes later. So if the Keteris would come later and the Dama Tomid comes before, so you have nothing to divide up in between the Hatovas and Eris. So Gemara says, Honichla Resh Lakish, it's good according to Resh Lakish, this will not be a kasha. The Yomer, the Resh Lakish says, what's the reason, Amodna Maisa, that when you're fixing up the Neiris, you have to divide, you have to stop after five Neiris, stop, do something else, then do the last five. What do we have to stop in between for? So Resh Lakish's svari is the Yomer. Loma mativin v'chayzrim o mativin. Why is there such a locha that first you have to fix up, clean out five neiris, and then later you go to fix up another two neiris? K'dei lahargish kol ha'azara. In order to like to make a tumult, to make noise in the azara, as if to say, we're here, we're in the Beis Hamikdash. Like it's nice that a lot of people should be in the Beis Hamikdash. So k'dei to divide up the avodas neir, that's the reason why we do it. Is a melah shapir, then everything is good. It's according to Resh Lakish, you don't badavka have to do an avoidah in between the two neiris. It's time an Indian. First clean out the first five neiris, then stop, take a break, and come back and do the last two neiris. But you taka don't have to have an avoidah in between. So according to Resh Lakish, he's asking a good kasha now. Maybe the korban atomid came before the hatovas neiris, and the keteris came after the whole neiris. and in between there was nothing. Maybe they just stopped, like Rish Lakish would hold. It's enough if we just stop, just to make a tumul there. The Rashi says, Shapir, yesh techolayim leyatzik b'neim, lahamtin, just on wait in between cleaning the first five neiris and the last two neiris. Ben elu leyelu. Lot says to go out, v'likonis, then come in again. V'lotei avoyde b'ntayim. You don't have to have an avoyde in between them. So according to Rish Lakish, he has a good kasha now. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Yomer, he says no. Ba'boiker, the Pasuk says in Shemos Lamed, by their Tovas Aneris, ba'boiker, two times, Hidashens, it means, Chokeyu, Lishnei Bekorim. As if to divide it up, that we have two different Avoides. There has to be an Avoide in between them. Shrashel, Rabbi Yechanan, to Dorish, ba'boiker, ba'boiker, behei Tivus Aneris, that means, Chokeyu, Lebeis Neris, Lishnei Bekorim. Elu Yikadmu, Liavoidachas, that two, one of them, there's five, has to come before an avoida, and some come after an avoida. Alma, we see, yesh avoida b'nayim. There has to be an avoida working between them. Then you can't answer. Let's do the dishin in between. Tiyim came, demaktim atovas heneris ledishin, hevelei mavra la mitzvahs. If you're going to tell me that first you'll do the neiris, and then the dishim is vecha pnimi, you'll be mavra la mitzvahs, like Rish Lakish said before. The avoida suleka. Now do another avoida. There's nothing left in between lahakti mikoyim olasita b'nehim. Shekula sduras kan apia mikrois. Like you can't take any other avoida and put it in here. So mele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's the raya, we can't hold your drashim. As we hold that first you do the atovas chamash neiris, then you do the dama tomid, then you do the shnei neiris. That's good, according to Rabbi Yechanan. You have to have an avoda in between. The korban atomid is in between. But if you're going to tell me now, put the boiker by the korban atomid, to tell me that the korban atomid comes before even the chamish neiris, so then it's a shver. You have nothing to put in between the first five neiris and the last two neiris. So that's why we say not like that. They would rather put the korban atomid that was done in between the first five and the last two. Megalim. Omale Ravina Ravashi. Hi ba boiker, the eitzev mimi aser. So the whole Gemara we're going now is that the two times it says ba boiker in Tzav, by the Gziri eitzim is extra. So therefore we're putting it by the Atovas Chomish Neiris. For at the Gemara is it extra. For mi boiler lagufa, we need it for itself. To koma rachmona, nikad mi lamarocha shnia shekoteris. We need it to tell me that the Shnei Gziri eitzim comes before. That it comes before the second Marocha Shakoteris. Nikadmi the Marocha Shnei Shakoteris. Not forget. I mean, Baboika Boikas comes to teach us that first you have to make the second Marocha for the Keteris, and then you go to the first Marocha and put the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, like we had before. First you fix up the Marocha Gederlo, then you fix up the second Marocha for the Keteris. And then you go back to the first big marocham and you put the snake zirayitzim. So maybe we need baboyka to tell us this gufa. Or Malays, the Gemara says no. For this we don't need a pasuk. V'lav mi yakim no olei v'lo yachaverto mechlav v'yisa lachaverto. Before we dashing this differently, it says by the snake zirayitzim, put it oleho. Ole means put it on this marocham, on the big marocham, and not on another marocham. Mashma, you already have two marochas, and the pasuk says put it on this one, not on that one. So therefore, from Oleho we know that first you do the second Marocha and then you do the Shnei Zireitzim. So why does the Pasuk say Baboiker, Baboiker? It's extra to put it like we say now on the Hatovis Chomish Neiris. For the Gemara, Maishna Diyoved Hatovis Chomish Neiris Bereisha, how come when you fix up the menorah, first you take care of five Neiris? Never Hatovis Shnei Neiris Bereisha, why don't the beginning first only take care of two? And then do the Dama Tomid, and then fix up the last five. Have to go my posh and svara. Kivon the yascho b'hu ovid ruba. Once you start to fix up the menorah, it's a svara right away. Go to fix up rive of the neiros. Therefore, fix up five of them. So elamai, what we have to leave over something for later. That was a svara before baboyka. We divide up that tavis neiros. So true. Some has to come first, and some comes later. So say now, do rive at the beginning. Do five first. For the Gemara better. V'neva chis. Why don't you do six neiros at the beginning? If it's a svara to do as much as possible, so true, you have to leave over something for later. So leave over just one for later. But right now, do six at a time.
And for the Gemara, Makro, Vehetivu es ha-neiros, yaktirenu. Vehe-neiros p'chusas mishtayim. Mash, but the second fixing up has to have neiros. Whenever you fix up the neiros, you have to go to at least fix up two at a time. So if you only leave over one, it's no good. The Bot says, Vehetivu es ha-neiros. You have to fix up at least two at a time. So therefore, we have to leave over at least two neiros. So that's why first we have five at the Svara, do Raif at the beginning, and at the end we leave over two to Mekayim the Posek, Vehetiv Wesaneiros. Vaita Vianeiros, Pokos Mishnayim. Fahatova Shteineiros, Kedemus Lictoris. This was Abaye's Svara, according to Abishoyl, that first you took care of all the Neiros, you finished the Shteineiros, and then you went to do the Lictoris. Not like the Rabbonin say. Now why does Abishoyl hold like this? The Yom Akro, the Posek says, Vehetiv Wesaneiros, for Hoda Yaktirenu, Mashma first fix up all the Neiros, and then you go to bring the Keteris. U Keteris Le'evorim. Then Abishol said, after you bring the Keteris, then you come back to the Korban Atomid to burn the pieces of meat. The Tanya will learn like this. Yukdam Dover, make something come first. Shenemaboy Baboyker Baboyker. Ledover Shaloy Nemaboy Ella Boykerechot. Heis the Neiros. Yeah, the Keteris comes first, because the Keteris says Baboiker, Baboiker, therefore the Keteris comes before burning of the Evorim. The Evorim only says one time Baboiker, therefore the Keteris that says Baboiker, Baboiker, comes before the burning of the Evorim for the Korban Atomit. El Baboiker Echad, Bavad. The Evorim Lemincha. Now, after we burn the Evorim, the pieces of meat of the Korban Atomit, then we go to bring the Minchas Nesachim that came with the Korban Atomit. The Tanya we learned. Minayin shloye dover koidim the tomat shachar. How do we know you don't bring anything before the tomat shachar? So Rashi says minayin shloye dover niten al marocha gedola koidim li every tomat. How do we know there's nothing to be burnt on the big marocha before we burn the avorim of the korban tomat? In other words, the mincha there was the kemitza from the mincha, and the kemitza of the mincha you had to put on the marocha. So the question is now, what came first? Did they first burn the pieces of meat of the Korban Atomid? Or did they first make the mincha and burn the mincha? So bringing a Ryan now that first you brought the Evorim. Because he says here, how do we know? How do we know that nothing was burnt on the Marocha before they burnt the pieces of meat from the Korban Atomid? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'orach oleho ho'oyla. V'yomar rovo ho'oyla means he oyla rishoyna. An extra hay like, ho'oyla. The Orach Oleh Ho'oilah means this is what comes first. The first thing to get on the Marocha to be burnt in the morning has to be the pieces of meat from the Korban Atomid. Rashi Talmud Lema of Yorach Oleh Ho'oilah, Ho'oilah Mashma Te Rishoina. It has to be first. Dila Ruya B'yamif Tam to teach us. Asya Sheyak Tiru Oleh Ho'oilah Ushlamim that on this Marocha. So the big Marocha you stand burn a Korban Oleh and Korban Shlamim. Nichta B'yorach Oleh. What does it say? Oleh Ho'oilah. Elamai, the extra hey here comes to teach us that this is the first thing to be put on the Marocha. Then Abaye said, O Mincha Lechavitin. After they brought the Mincha to cover the Korban Atomid, then the Kohen Gadol brought his Korban and Mincha, the Chavitin that he brought, half Baboike, half Beruv. What Oile O Mincha Lechavitin Lenesochim. Remember, Oila, here the Rishonim. O Mincha lechavitin. Now, Oila o Mincha vechavitin le nesachim. That shum Mincha o nesachim o mesachim. Rashi, Oila Mincha, Rashi. Lakrav isha l'Hashem, Oila o Mincha. Zevach o nesachim, d'vayoyim b'yoyimai. Miz Oila o Mincha l'madcha. Shetei Mincha ho Oila achar Oila. When this pasuk is mashma, the Mincha that we bring for the Korban Atomid, that comes right after the Korban Atomid. Miyad. That's how we know that right after you bring the Korban Atomid, right after you burn the pieces of meat, so you right away have to bring the Mincha to cover the Korban Atomid. And then after that, you bring the Chavitim. That's what we're asking now. Again, it says here, O Mincha Lechavitim, because there's Oilo O Mincha, the Pasuk says. The Chavitim, Oil, in the Pasuk. But O Mincha Lechavitim, why Oilo Mincha? The Pasuk says, bring the Korban Oilo, and then bring the Mincha for the Korban Atomid. So therefore, first comes the mincha of the Korban Atomid, and then they brought the chavitim. Right. Then it says, the chavitim and the sochim, that then the Kohen Gadol brought his Korban mincha, the chavitim, and after that they brought the nesachim, the yayin, for the Korban Atomid. Why? Shum mincha unesachim. Shum mincha drashi hoyo, the chavitin af hein mincha, since the chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings also has a shem mincha on it. V'yaskikeh makosiv matomid tichsiv bo v'yasiru soifa solos lemincha. It says lemincha tomid is afite smucha latomid. Acha minchas nesochim kirechsiv oilu mincha. That's a svara. Since the chavitin is the korban mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings, the svara his mincha comes right after the mincha of the korban atomid. Therefore, first you bring the chavitin, and then you bring the nesochim. Then you bring the yayin to cover the korban atomid. Vayta unesochim umesochim. After they brought the nesochim, then they bring mesochim. Why zevach unesochim? It says zevach unesochim. Rashi says lo madnush lo yase korban achar bein zevach unesochim. You can't have any other korban in between before you bring the nesochim. You can't start another korban. So therefore, you have to finish off the korban atomid, which is the last thing is the nesochim, the yayin for the korban atomid, and then you first go to bring another korban. Hey, the mincha in between you could bring. That's why the minchas chavitin came before they brought the nesochim for the korban atomid. But to bring another zevach, that you can't do until first you finish off the korban atomid completely, which is the nesochim for the korban atomid. So after the nesochim, that's when you bring the nesochim. O musafin of azichim. Then after you brought musafim, musaf, then you take off the two bezichim, the two plates, off the shulchan that has the levoina on it, and then you burn it. For the Gemara of Watanya, we learn not like that, that bezichim koidvin l'musafim. We learned another brayta that says, no, first they took off the bezichim and they burnt the levoina, and then they brought to the musafim. And the Gemara nechanami tanoi, teyatakas amachlekes tanoi. Rashi says tanoihi. Rabbi Yishma of Rabbi Kiva, pligibo v'psachim, the perak tamanishchat. It's a machloikis. Yeah. So Melech says, it's not shver, and echnami takim right. It's like a machloikis. What comes first? Does first comes the musafim, then the bezichim? Or like we say here, that's the way we say, first comes the musafim, then comes the bezichim. And then there's another brayta that's not like that. That first comes the bezichim, the musafim, and then comes the bezichim. First comes the bezichim, then comes the musafim. Omer Abaya, Mistabro command yoma musafim koidmin lebezichim. The Svara to say that's what Abaya holds, that first comes the musafim and then comes the bezichim, like we have. Lav miyamrit baboiker baboiker lahaktin. Usually when we say baboiker baboiker, it means to say that comes first. His hochinami bayoim bayoim liyacher. If the pasuk says bayoim bayoim, it means to say it should come last. So therefore, the bezichim that it says bayoim bayoim, that comes at the end. Rashi b'yoyim, b'yoyim ha-shabbos yarchenu, v'loshin b'yoyim ha-shma b'or mis'otzum ha-yoyim v'loy b'boikroi. Or means when it's real day, not at the morning, but it's real day. So it says two times b'yoyim by the bezichim. So that's a svar, the bezichim comes after the musafim. Because by bezichim it says two times yoyim, it means later on. My time of Odzoy, that's Abayi's svar, that's why Abayi and his Seder, Marocha, was like that. That first comes musafim, then comes the bezichim list. For the Gemara though, my time of the man the yoma bezichim koydin l'masofim. What's Pshan Tana that says not like this? That first comes the bezichim, then comes the korban atomid, korban amusif. And the Gemara goma chuka chuka mechavitin. He learns that from the chavitin. It says there chuka chuka. Rashi says bechavitin ksev choy koylam l'ashem kolo toktir. O bezichim ksev koydish kadoshimu loy misha Hashem choy koylam v'yakula milsekoy. The Garminim and Neish attacked him on Musafim Kechavitim. Hakoponim learning out from here that the Bezichim comes before the Musafim. Just like the Chavitim comes earlier, comes before the Bezichim, so Huadin the Bezichim also comes before Musafim. So learning out from here, Chuka Chuka, Bezichim comes before something. So it has to come before the Musafim. Fredigorim Mihosim Gomar, Ligma Kulim Musa Mihosim. Observe, learning out from there, let's say it comes right after the Chavitin then. Musafish come much earlier. Musafish come right after the Chavitin. And the Gemara Lohoch, Yehani b'yayim b'yayim liyacher. Now, as I feel it says, the Bezichim, the Kashmir, then let the Bezichim come right after the Chavitin. Why do we say, like, first you bring the Nesachim, and then you bring the Bezichim? Why don't you bring the Bezichim right after the Chavitin? Because learning out Chuka Chuka, Bezichim from the Chavitin, weren't they both alike, right next to one another? So Marin says, Lohoch Yahani b'yayim b'yayim l'acher. This much is murder. Kefort by the Bezichim, it says the word b'yayim b'yayim two times. It tells us it comes a little bit later. So in other words, first you bring the Chavitin, then you bring the Nesachin, then you bring the Bezichim, and then at the end you bring the Mesachin.
Maybe even the Bezichim should come even before the Nesachim. And that we say, no, it says two times, Bayayim, Bayayim, that the Bezichim comes at least after something. So it comes after the Nesachim, but it comes before the Musafim.